very ominous music. We're going to be in Matthew chapter 7 today, so if you want to go ahead and start moving there in your scripture, Matthew chapter 7, we're going to be starting with verse 13 there in just a couple of minutes. If you don't have a copy of scripture with you, we do have the black hardcover Bibles there on the pew back in front of you, and if you don't have a copy of scripture to call your own, we'd invite you to take one of those with you this morning as our gift to you. I just want to start this morning with a small caveat. I hope that I am not shouting at you. I had a slight mishap on Friday afternoon with hearing protection, and there's not much going on my in my right ear right now except a fairly constant ringing. So just bear with me. I apologize if I'm shouting at you. I'm trying not to. But my left ear isn't great anyway, and now my right ear decided that a very pleasant ringing would be better than being hearing my own voice. So this is a slight reminder. If you are doing something in which you need hearing protection, make sure your hearing protection is actually in your ear canal and not just sort of sitting on the outside, because about the third time you pull the trigger, you'll go, man, that's really loud, and by then it's too late. So just word of warning, take it from my experience. We are in the midst of this six-part series that we're calling Enemies and Allies, Allies and Enemies. And it's a series in which we're looking at three enemies and three allies in our spiritual life. And one of the things that we have talked about, that we've discovered already, is that any time there is an enemy that comes up against us, God has already given us an ally to combat that enemy, an ally in our fight against that enemy. And we started with sort of, you know, the biggest enemy that we have, which is the devil. It's important to note as we move into our second enemy today that the second and third enemies are derive their their energy and their power from that primary enemy of the devil. And then last week we looked at the primary ally that we have in this spiritual fight, and that is the Holy Spirit, this third person of the Trinity, the third person of the Godhead, the Holy Spirit sent to us by Jesus and the Father first on that Pentecost Sunday morning to those believers in Jerusalem, and now sent to us as well. And so today we're moving in, like I said, we're moving into the second of our enemies that we're going to be looking at in the series. And, well, you may have realized from the sermon title, if you're one of those who looks at the sermon title, some of you may not, but if you do, you'll realize that the second enemy is false teachers. And like I said, we're going to be in Matthew in chapter 7, starting with the 23rd verse. About a year ago, you may remember that we took a fairly significant walk through the Sermon on the Mount, of which this passage is a part of, and we covered some of this at that time. So some of what you're going to hear is going to be similar to what you heard a little less than a year ago, but I think it bears repeating because I think it's important. And hopefully this morning I'll be able to put the emphasis on a different syllable as we go through. So Matthew chapter 7, starting with verse 23, it's supposed to start with verse 13. I don't know why it's starting with verse 23. So ignore the screen. You've got to read your Bible. Stand with me as we read God's Word together. Man, when I get my hands on the person who made that slide. Hear now the Word of God. Enter through the narrow gate. For the gate is wide and the road broad that leads to destruction, and there are many who go through it. How narrow is the gate and difficult the road that leads to life, and few find it. Be on your guard against false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravaging wolves. You will recognize them by their fruit. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? In the same way, every good tree produces good fruit, but a bad tree produces bad fruit. A good tree can't produce bad fruit, neither can a bad tree produce good fruit. Every tree that does not produce good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. so you'll recognize them by their fruit. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name, drive out demons in your name, do many miracles in your name? And then I will announce to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you lawbreakers. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain fell, the rivers rose, and the winds blew and pounded that house. Yet it didn't collapse because its foundation was on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain fell, the rivers rose, the winds blew and pounded that house, and it collapsed. It collapsed with a great crash. This is the word of God. Read it. Believe it. Live it. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, as we enter into this time of the study of your word, particularly as we study this passage on false teachers, Father, I would ask this morning that you keep the words of my mouth totally in line with your truth. As we study your scripture this morning, Father, open all of our hearts and all of our minds so that we may hear the truth of your word and not fall prey to false teachings. We pray all these things in the name of your Son and in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated. So, this is going to be one of those things where the question that is asked sort of answers itself. There's some fancy word for it, and I don't remember what it is. But if the enemy is a false teacher, what does a false teacher do? Teaches falsely. Congratulations. We get a gold star over here in this corner. That is one of those things. If you just want to go ahead and advance the slides a couple so it'll go to the next, get off that.